This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. You're in the middle of our shoe swap here. It is time for Jade to go corporate. But before we do that, just got an SMS in letting us know that our little brandy, Elena Dokic, has just won.
Oh, okay.
Like a match of her own. So
you truly are a good sports journalist, Dave, keeping us up to date as it happens.
Yeah, but all I need
the
now
is... The sports lounge would be so proud.
I know. But all I need now is for Brandy to have a hit of equal proportions. But Jade, over to you.
Okay, well, I guess the big thing for me, right, in my month in the corporate world, I've developed some gripes. And should I start with the gripes, Dave, or should I start with what I've discovered about... No, I'll start with the gripes because I'll get them off my chest.
I like gripes. Go for it.
Okay, number one, being a tomboy in the workplace, and I'm going to say, I'm going to spread it out to tomboy, right, because it's not just lesbians or whatever, right? There are problems for anyone who doesn't like to dress in skirts, right? Any girl who doesn't like to dress in skirts, because pants, corporate pants, don't have pockets.
Oh, the little sleek black ones don't have pockets.
There's no pockets.
They look like they have pockets sometimes.
You can't get pockets. And if they do have pockets, they're faux pockets, which means they're not real pockets, right? And the problem with this is, right, that pockets are essential for the handbagless lady, right? If you don't have a handbag, you need pockets.
Absolutely.
Where am I going to put my stuff?
I don't even use my pockets anymore. I have a man bag.
Like, you know, the other day I was walking along and I contemplated putting stuff in my bra. Now, this is how desperate things are getting.
Do we resort to that at all?
No, I didn't.
I can see you just like getting to live. Hang on, I got my security pass in here. Just like reaching in for your little lacy bra and like pulling out your pass.
Well, that's what... Number two, shoes, right? I'm a big fan of, let's say, sports shoes. But why is it that our feet have to be squished into shoes that have no comfort factor whatsoever? Why is it... Why are corporate shoes so binding? Why are blisters so important to make you feel like you've earned it? Isn't it bad enough that you have to wear these shoes?
So, are we talking about flats here, or are we just talking about shoes with pointy ends or combinations of both?
Well, see, I had to go and buy boy shoes, right, because I didn't want the pointy end shoes.
So, you got the shiny kind of, you know, black leather men's shoes.
Yes.
So, you look like a year 10 boy.
Yes, exactly. I didn't get lace-ups.
Oh, no.
Number three, this is another one, clingy materials. Girls' clothes are made out of clingy materials. Like, you've got to, they've all got some sort of lycra in them, and even if you're trying to, like, be, like, comfortable, like, oh, no, I've got some stuff that's cotton-ish-y, right? But they've got, like, that bounce in them that makes them bind, and all of the pants are, like, hipsters, and... You know what? And it makes me feel bad because I have to go to the menswear department. And, like, why should I have to contemplate going to the men's section and go through all of that, you know, embarrassing looks of, like, oh, yeah, she's in the men's department buying stuff. And then trying to figure out the sizing because there's different sizing, right? But they've got guys' sizing ranges are different to girls' sizing ranges.
I know. I'm a big girl in a small boy's body, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm a size L in ladies. How do I know that?
Well, and see, this is so that's one of my major gripes, right? I will get onto that's just clothing wise. I do have other things about jargon and all of that related stuff. But how do you get through all of this? Like, how do you get through the if you walk into the corporate world? How do you become corporate person but still keep your personality?
That's a tough one.
Mm.
You don't want to look like you're bending the rules too much, especially when you're
I've new. Already started bending the rules. I've already started accidentally wearing my lace-up runners with, you know, corporate pants and a corporate shirt.
But, Jade, some people come in with the lace-up runners because they are walking from the train station.
Yes,
but
yes, that's what I do.
You're expected to take it off mm-hmm. and put on your pretty heels when you're in the workplace.
That's true, but let's just say I forget.
Leave them on all day.
I leave them on all day. Let's just push the boundaries as far as I can. But there is Casual Friday. Now, Friday has become my favourite day for more than one reason, and that's Casual Friday. But even then, I feel insecure about wearing what I would normally wear when, you know, like now I'm sitting here in jeans and a T-shirt. Even that, I feel like maybe that's too casual.
So you already have this thing in your head about, you know, trying to dress appropriately, and you're constantly paranoid about how you're fitting in.
Yes.
You don't need clingy material and pointy leather shoes and, you
exactly.
know, faux pockets and your sleek black corporate pants to just make you completely out of your
and
zone.
And I work in a very girl-centric department, let's just say that. And so there's a lot of girly girls in this department, and let's just say I stand out because of my lack of girliness. Is that a... politically correct way of saying?
No, I think that's fine.
Okay.
But I think that we can definitely find something for you that's still corporate though, Jade.
Well, yes. And I'm still finding my way. I mean, I've only been there a month. But there are two schools of thought, right, when it comes to work attire. And one is that people work best when they're comfortable, and the other is people should be in work mode, and that's how they'll work best.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I actually like getting dressed up in, like, a business shirt mm-hmm. and, you know, like, the, you know, pinstripe pants and all that, and, like, walking around the city looking like I'm so important when I actually do work at a call centre.
Oh, okay.
So I do agree that, you know, when you're dressed for work, you feel more industrious. You know, you want to whistle while you work and go hi-ho on the way to your corporate kind of, you know, revolving door.
See, I feel the opposite. I feel like I can't concentrate on my job because I'm too busy pulling and, like being all fidgety with
I've had to suffer for the corporate clothes I have to wear. I never went to a private school
yeah.
when I was younger, so it's not like I grew up, you know, wearing ties.
Yeah,
me
neither.
Days.
Yeah.
I don't do ties, you know, don't even know how to do one up myself, but once I decided to wear a tie to work and I suffered, like, I nearly passed out because it was so tight. But I'm like, I'm looking industrious. I look important. I might not be focusing on my job because I'm sweating like a pig, but, you know.
Okay, so here are my guidelines, right, for surviving corporate life. And I think it's important. Number one, learn the code. When you're at the job interview, make sure you're paying attention.
Mm.
Take a look at the people walking around.
Oh, you mean the dress code?
The dress code.
I thought you meant like a security code.
No, learn the dress code. And then, you know, see, the thing is, there's a couple of other departments within my same organisation who have slightly more casual wear. And I quite like, you know, I walk past their office enviously. I'm like... I've got jeans on. This is horrible. Like,
yeah. I have faux pockets.
Yeah. I've got nowhere to put my stuff.
I have to put it in my bra.
I didn't actually put it in my bra. I was contemplating. And the fact that I had to contemplate is bad. Number two, get the basics right. Whatever your dress code, the most important thing is make sure your clothes are clean. Hello. unless they're specifically designed to be, make sure they're wrinkle-free. They must fit.
They should. I've seen a lot of ladies wear stuff that don't fit.
This is something I need a lot of help with. It must match or tone. Don't mix stripes and spots. Contrasting colours work better than near misses.
You can never have too much stripes. I've been convicted of that.
I'm really bad at knowing what things go together. And I've probably been going, like, my girlfriend's been away for the last month. So,
who put your outfits together?
Yeah. Like, normally I have someone in the morning to go, no, go change now. And it must not be sexually provocative. Well, I don't really have much hope of that, do I? also, make sure the fit, that you've got the right fit. Maybe that's what I've got. You need room to breathe. Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah.
I've got no room to breathe. But at the same time, I feel like I'm not getting made anything that gives me that room.
Well, I'm sure you can find something. There's something for everyone out there.
So yeah, but I don't want to pay a lot of money either. That's the thing.
You don't have to pay a lot of money to find comfortable clothes, though. You know, I think most things that you can find out there, there's like a brandier, expensive version, and then there's a slightly lackluster but still, you know, workable Kmart version or something. You know, you can always find a more affordable alternative, but... maybe, you know, one day, you know, when your girlfriend comes back, we can both go shopping for you.
Okay, that's probably a good idea. At the end of the day, make sure that you follow your instincts, because office attire is a kind of uniform. It is a purpose that makes you fit in and to show the company culture to the wider world.
Mm. So it's important to sort of abide, but...
yes, I'm still going to push the boundaries, but that's why...
you're just a rebel without a cause,
I am a rebel without a cause. I'm a known innovator.
You're listening to Different Strokes here. Shoe Swap there. Make sure if you want to catch more of our Shoe Swap, maybe our previous Shoe Swaps, they're available via podcast at iTunes, or even head to the Joy website, joy.org.au. Click on podcast, Different Strokes. We've got plenty.
Or you can type in joy.org.au/different strokes.
Exactly. In the meantime, this is Mates Off State with Jigsaw.
You write the good songs, baby.
You write the good songs, baby.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.